Welcome to the November 2021 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. The focus today of what we will be discussing will be the preliminary results of the Holiday Parkinson's Recovery Survey. Every holiday season, I have been conducting a survey where I ask two very simple questions. The first question is, since the last holiday season 1 year ago, have you been getting better, about the same, or have you been worse? The second question asks, what therapies have been useful and beneficial and have helped you to be able to feel better over the past year? I do the survey in the holiday season because the idea is you'll be able to connect into what you were doing a year ago this same holiday season and have some sense of, in fact, whether you are doing better or about the same or are worse. Why do I ask this question? The answer is the following. There is a compelling belief out there in the global universe on this earth that once a person happens to have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, it is inevitable that they will degenerate, that they will get worse. People are told that when they receive the diagnosis, and of course, it is traumatic to receive that news. I have now been conducting and investigating whether or not that is true or not now for almost two decades. The results that I tend to then uncover and reveal soundly dispute the falsehood of that belief. It's simply not true. Let's then look at the preliminary results of the first question for this survey. Of the three choices, if it were true that everyone is going to degenerate once they have this diagnosis, then 100% of the individuals responding to my survey would report that they are worse. Keep in mind that the assertion is you will degenerate every year. There are actually estimates of about 4% decline every year. What is the result that I actually see when I ask people to report how have you been doing? The result, surprisingly to me, is very similar to the result that I have been getting year after year after year. Hold on to your seats because it is really very encouraging. Two-thirds of the respondents report they are either getting better or they are the same. And only one-third of the respondents report that they have been worse. Now, that clearly and soundly refutes this awful, terrible, damaging, traumatic assertion that once you have this diagnosis, I'm sorry, people, but you can do a little bit to end the awful statement that people are told is we have some treatments or some medications that will slow down the progression. What a horrible assertion to make. You mean, okay, I'm going to continue to get worse, but if I take this medicine, I'll be getting worse just a little bit slower. So I'm just saying, to each and every one of you who have connected in today and who are listening to this recording, that we now know soundly that there is compelling evidence. There are quite a few people out there in the universe that have found ways to reverse their symptoms and to basically get better. And there are many people who, while they're not getting better, they are really holding steady with their symptoms. And again, we do have about a third of the people who are responding to our survey that report they are worse. If you have not responded to the Holiday Parkinson's Recovery Survey, I just want to put out a call. Please do so. We're asking you also to not only tell us whether you are better, about the same, or worse, but to tell us what therapies have been helping you get relief, whether temporary or long-term, from your symptoms. Those information is really helpful to me to know what information I need to explore from a research point of view and to make sure that everybody knows what options are available. Now, when we actually dig into the results, what else do I see? So I've been spending the last week in digesting and recording and doing some spreadsheets on what people have actually reported. And here's what I can tell you is the big picture. The first result that we tend to see is when we look at people who are better, they are much more likely to report exercise is beneficial than medications. Now, keep in mind, it's also the case that for people who are better, some of them are reporting that they are exploring and taking some medications to help them feel better, but not as many as would be the case for those who are about the same or who are worse. The other result that I can report to you is, in a way, a little bit of a surprise. When I actually began to tabulate and list the therapies that were reported to have been helpful for all persons, whether they were better, the same, or worse, the diversity of what has been helping people is really astounding. We have a very, very long list of therapies and treatments and methods that people are reporting have been helpful. And when we look at the actual tally for most of them, we've got a tally of one. That is, one person reported that that therapy was useful. So there's not a dominance, there's not a dominant count of therapies that many people reporting are really been really useful or beneficial. Now, that's a little different from our survey last year. In our survey last year, we had a number of people who were reporting CBD. Now, that still may be the case because we only have preliminary results. We only have one report so far of somebody who reported that was beneficial. So, in a way, the surprising is when I keep saying to each of you there are dozens and dozens of natural options that are helping people find and celebrate relief from their symptoms, it is, in fact, demonstrably true. The frustration, of course, for me is that the one common question that I get from members of my audience and from people that I've never really connected with who are really just finding me, they'll call, and I always want to try to answer or at least return the call. And the question is really very simple. What they're asking is, what's the one therapy that you recommend that will help me be able to celebrate relief from my symptoms? There's got to be one thing. You've been doing this research for a long time. The frustration, I think, for people is in hearing my answer. And the answer is, well, I'm really sorry to report that there is no single natural therapy that we have discovered is really doing the magic for many or a majority or all people. It just simply doesn't exist. If there is any one approach that really will make the difference, it is the simple belief that, in fact, it is possible for you to reverse your symptoms and to get well. It's the thought that winds up driving everything. And also to realize that the answers for what's going to be able to work the magic for you are going to come deep within inside you rather than from some source outside. Now, we did have several reports of photobiomodulation that were helpful both for people who were better and for people who were about the same. So that did somewhat stand out. It's also the case that when we look at the specific summary of therapies that are helping people who are worse, now keep in mind they are overall worse, but they do have some therapies that they find offer at least temporary relief from their symptoms. What tends to be the case is that more people are reporting medications have been useful to them for getting relief than is the case for people who are about the same or who are better. And of course, the other issue is for people who have reported that they are worse, there are fewer reports of exercise to be beneficial and more reports of medications. So again, to just contrast that, the reverse is the case for people who are the same or who are better. In those two instances, the reports of exercise of many different forms to be beneficial and helpful far outstrips the reports of medications that are beneficial or helpful. So that's a big contrast. That's a big difference between the two. In fact, in one of the cases of a person who reported they were better, they basically, as several people reported, minimal medication is best for me, or if I can just avoid medication altogether, I'm better. And of course, some people, as you can well imagine, find that when they do try the medication, it just makes the symptoms worse. The bottom line of all of this, as I keep saying over and over again to all of you, is that once you find and determine the causes of the symptoms that are at play for you, what you'll discover is that there are very wonderful natural therapies that can really make a difference. What I really would like to do now for all of you is to just run down and list for you the amazing reports of what people said were beneficial and helpful to them in getting relief from their symptoms. And I just want to stress as I'm reading through this list, remember that in most cases, we've got just a report of one or at most two persons who report that this particular method or therapy or treatment was beneficial in helping them get relief from their symptoms. So this is a total list of therapies for those who were better, for those who were the same, and for those who were also worse. And again, so the point is for you, the idea is to realize there's a large number of options that are available out there. If you are still searching for options that offer the promise of a sustained and long-term relief from your symptoms, there has got to be several choices in this list that would help you be able to make that happen for yourself. The other little report before I read my list that I think is really important to remember is the difference that we find between people who are better and people who are either the same or worse is, interestingly, that the people who are better report embracing an average of four different therapies, methods, or treatments versus the people who are the same or who are worse. The average therapies that those folks are pursuing is three. And so the people who are better are embracing more therapies than those who are the same or those who are worse. I oftentimes have people who ask me, well, so I'm thinking that what I could do is I could just try one therapy, like how about Qigong? And if that helps me, great, I'll keep it. If it doesn't, I'll go on to something else. So the idea there is, well, there's just going to be maybe one or several therapies that will be useful. But what we see for the people who have been successful is, no, what they're doing is they are basically setting the intention to get well, and they are searching for natural therapies that call out to them that will enable them to be able to indeed make that particular expectation happen. So if you are not getting better, in fact, you are getting worse, what I'm suggesting is, well, if you look at the many different options, if you can find any that call out to you to explore further, I think it would be worth doing just that. Let me now read the list. And again, what we're suggesting is, well, no, these are not the things that you have to do, but rather at least one of the people who provided a preliminary report to our survey reported this was something that was helpful in helping them to celebrate a relief from their symptoms. So here's the very long list. Acupuncture, acupressure, adequate nutrition, amino acid therapy, Amway Neutralites, Ayurveda, high dose vitamin B1, B vitamins in general, bone marrow stem cell treatment, Beoding ball exercises, breathing exercises, Bromodain, cannabis or marijuana, carbolic acid, CBD oil, Chinese medicine, chiropractic treatments, coconut oil, CoQ10, cranial sacral treatments, dancing, deep brain stimulation, DBT therapy, deep breathing, duo nebulizer, elderberry, energy work, and of course the big one is exercise, fava beans, fish oil, a person who follows their passion. Faith, family constellation work, fast walking, a person who fight Parkinson's without drugs, grape seed extract, Grundy diet, Jin Shin Jitsu, journaling, basically a healthy diet, LDN, low dose naltrexone, lion's mane, magnesium, medical marijuana, massages, meditation, Medlin's dictation, mitochondrial support, Macuna, music, nerve tonic, neurofield therapy, neurological physical therapy, nicotine gum, nurturing relationships, good nutrition, good diet, consult for nutrition, nuts and seeds, organic food, osteopathic manipulation, paleo diet, Parkinson's probiotic, a Parkinson's support group, PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, photobiomodulation, that's the low-level laser therapy or light therapy, phosphood, it says also standard process, physical therapy, Pilates, plant-based diet, probiotics, a positive attitude and being around positive people, a protein shake, doing puzzles, Qigong, ways and methods to reduce anxiety, healthy and nurturing relationships, removing a root canal that was causing a serious infection, rest when needed, restore gold, rhodiola, or rhodiola, I think it's also pronounced, getting sauna treatments, doing Scrabble, self-compassion, sleep, solace, sound therapy, speaking out loudly, a spiritual practice, avoiding stress, stretching, sunshine, supplements of one type or another, swimming, Tai Chi, doing the TheraCycle, trauma relief exercises, turmeric, vegan diet, vitamins, Walls diet, walking, and yoga. Now, as you can see from this list, when I am also asked, is there one particular diet that's best for persons with this diagnosis? The answer is frustrating to many, and the answer is no. I have interviewed a number of experts, people who have award-winning or best-selling books that promote one diet or another. And as you can see with the very specific reports from people, people report different types of diets have been useful to them. It depends on your body. It depends on your metabolism. It depends on your blood type. It depends on a lot of different things. And also your personal preference for what kinds of foods you're called out to eat. Clearly, organic, natural is better to avoid toxic exposure. So in the end, I just want to say that if you are at the point where you are a bit frustrated and wondering, are there really any other therapies out there that I can consider, what I can then now summarily and proudly report is there are so many options, natural options out there that people have specifically reported are helping them find sustained relief from their symptoms. Now, that is really a wonderful report. So I have, as a way of providing support to members of my audience, created three very different online courses. So instead of having to attend a course at a specific time, we've got all of the content, the course content, up on a wonderful course platform where you can go in at your convenience and begin to get information about the dozens of different kinds of natural therapies that the research reports are really making a huge difference. Now, some of what we have discovered in the research we have done have actually not in the preliminary results been reported by respondents, but the research is compelling that there are a number of other natural options out there that the researchers have found are really making a huge difference. So these courses really focus on, first of all, generally speaking, for all Parkinson's symptoms, what really matters, what is it that will really make a difference. And so we've got a new idea, a new natural option that we post every 5 days. I continue to post these new natural options for that course and the other courses continuously. So you get new ideas as you begin to see the new ideas appearing on your course platform. The second course is Tame Tremors. So this course identifies the therapies that we've identified that in fact do just that. They now allow you to be able to celebrate a taming of your tremors. Some of them are temporary kind of therapies, and some of them are more long-term. And then finally, we've got a course that focuses on issues with walking that we call rock solid walking. So with that course, we identify therapies that enable you to get sustained relief from any kind of mobility challenges that you have been experiencing. So as I now reflect on the choices that I've made for how I can provide support to people, I think they've been sound and good choices, because what we've been able to do is to roll out for you one option after another, natural options that we have really evidence to support that it is clearly helping some people, something that you can consider, and also to make sure that you understand that there are so, so many wonderful natural options out there that are helping some people. Maybe the option that you are considering in the moment will in fact help you. Maybe it won't, and what you need to do is to continue with your own personal exploration. So the good news is there's a lot out there that's making a difference to people. The somewhat frustrating news is there's no common cluster of, let's say, 3 or 4 therapies that seem to be really working the most difference for the most people. Now, again, these are preliminary results. We are still asking people to complete the survey, so we'll probably have triple the number of responses now. We have now over 100. But we will probably, by the end of the holiday season, have many more responses, and maybe we'll have a little more summary of the fact that there are a cluster of 4 or 5 therapies that have been common in helping more people than others. But still, the results here indicate that the spread is really quite remarkable in terms of the variety that we see that are really helping people get sustained relief from their symptoms. So quite an interesting result of the holiday season survey this year in terms of the wide variety of what people have found is really making a difference to them. So let me now check to see if we have any chat room topics to discuss. I did not get any email questions before our particular presentation and our group gathering today. So we don't have anything to read or to answer specifically. We do have some callers in, and so I want to, as is the custom, just open up the line and say, hello, how are things going? And remember, it's not a question of saying, well, since you called in, you got to talk. If you're here just to listen, please just indicate that. But if you have any follow-up questions about the survey or any other topic that pertains to what people might be doing to get relief from their symptoms, please let's open that up and have a discussion. So let me first of all open up the line to the caller from Phoenix, Arizona, or I think what says is Phoenix, and say, hello, how are you? What's up?
Hi, this is Isabel. Thanks again, Robert, for putting these calls together. I had a question. Do you think that we'll be able to get a list of the therapy that folks are doing? I'm not sure about other folks, but I had a hard time following as far as, like, how would I spell that? How would I be able to look up that particular therapy?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know if I could get a list of those.
Indeed, Isabel, soundly, yes. So obviously,
right,
their results are just coming in, and we're just formulating the list for those that are better, the same, or the worst. And we will be posting that up on the member page for sure. And also the regular blog page as well. So you'll see the listing of all of these therapies. And as you say, the spelling of some of them is not really clear. So we will make sure to specify what the therapies is. And we will also have a summary report of how many people reported that was helpful.
Great. Thank you so much. I really, again, appreciate everything that you do.
You're very welcome. It's an honor and a privilege. Isabel, thanks so much for connecting in.
Thank you.
And let me now open up the line to, I know who this is. This is Bill. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Robin, how are you?
Oh, good. So what's the update here on your therapy that you're getting?
I'm very encouraged. I think it's really been improving my situation quite significantly.
That is so exciting. Now, you have to go travel, as I understand it, to Dallas for three separate times or three separate treatments. How many have you gotten so far, one or two?
Just the first one. It's actually Houston, but it's...
Oh, Houston, right.
And I've had the first one. I go back again in January for a kind of checkup deal, and then I think the second one is in March. So we space them out and watch how you do. And, of course, you're not certain whether you're getting placebo or the real thing, but I'm pretty certain, at least for the first one, I definitely got the real thing.
Oh, that's really wonderful. And you've noticed a result?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great news. My God. And, of course, the good thing they're doing is they're doing this over the long term. So I think we can pretty summarily say that from the evidence that we've heard back on stem cell treatments, we know it has a temporary effect that's very positive. What we don't now know is, well, how long does that last? And so with this design,
right,
we're obviously going to be able to track over a long period of time and see the extent to which it holds or maybe needs to be repeated.
Exactly. And people are getting slightly, either getting all placebo, half placebo, or no placebo. Three groups.
What an interesting design. And, you know, as I step back and I say, well, if I were a subject and I was in one of the ones that had the full placebo, that is, I didn't get any treatment at all, well, shoot, if I at least help me think, have my thoughts in a positive place, that's going to be useful to me anyway. So,
I did ask them that question. They said, well, once the phase is over and the code is broken and you know for sure, they would allow those people who got nothing but the placebo to be automatically enrolled in the phase 3, which would follow quickly upon the phase 2, which, so at least they allow them to do that.
To do that. That's great. That's great. So instead of somebody volunteering and they didn't get any treatments, and so at the end of the study, they're told, well, thank you for participating, but they didn't get the treatment. This one is going to allow them to be able to, especially as very clearly indicated from your report, is helping people. They'll be able to get a treatment, too. Well, that's a great design.
Right. So you don't have to do it just for the sake of the science, let's say.
Right. But you can also get a personal benefit as well, regardless of what group you were in.
Right.
What's the total sample size?
This phase 2 is 45 people.
That's a good number to track. And, of course, has to be a lot of money behind supporting this study. So it's great that people have decided to invest in to see what's going to really happen.
Yeah, some of the money, I don't know what percentage, but some of it has come from Michael J. Fox Foundation. So they're
right
behind it to some degree.
That's great. And they've got, I'm sure, other supporters as well. Usually you have a combination of sources of funding. So that's
Yes. Wonderful
to hear. Bill, I'm so happy to hear you're doing that. And we'll be able to track this over time to see, in fact, how you're doing here over the coming months. Oh, please
Absolutely.
Do. Please do. Makes so much of a difference. Is there anything else that's up?
The only other thing I thought I might mention is there's a tendency with whatever therapies you try that, of course, you want them to work, and sometimes you ascribe an improvement to something which it's not that you haven't improved, but it may not be the result of what you think it is. And the way to find that out, of course, is to stop doing it for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. And if you don't backslide or go backwards or get worse, then maybe it's just sort of wishful thinking and not an actual benefit.
Right.
So there's a tendency to not to want to do that, but for obvious reasons. But sometimes that clarifies, you know, I'm taking this supplement or I'm doing this particular type of therapy, and if you stop doing it and nothing bad really happens, then maybe you're just spinning your wheels.
So in a way, you are treating yourself as a research subject with the sample of one. So you're saying, okay,
yeah,
we've got a treatment. Yeah. We'll take it off and we'll see what happens, and we'll, you know, maybe put it back on and see what happens. And that's going to tell you whether or not it's making a difference.
Right, particularly if you have your doubts about it after, over time.
Right, right. And because you're suggesting, well, take it off for a month, I think is a really good idea. There are some therapies, if you consider, for example, detoxing therapies, if a person does a detox therapy, it's often the case that they will feel worse over the short term. And so to be able to say, all right, so if we're doing a detox therapy, you want to hold that in for a while so that you can at least see that you got some benefit from the detox. And then if you take it off and you get worse, you would probably be able to realize, oh, well, that was really helping. So
yeah,
you want to, you know, put that back in. It's also true, I think, for a lot of these, what we will generally define as body therapies, so energy therapy, Reiki. A lot of those, if a person gets a treatment, they may feel a whole lot better, but they also may feel worse. So to be able to get that and then say, we're not going to do that for a month, I think that gives quite a while for things to settle out and for you to be able to realize whether or not that's helping or not. So that's a great suggestion.
Right. It's a little more complicated, as you say, with physical therapy or body work, but I was thinking more in the case of something like CBD. People think, oh, this is really helping me, I'm sleeping better. And that's a simple thing to stop doing for a week or two and just see if your sleep reverts back to
good.
The bad.
Yeah.
It was in previous, you know, something simple like that and non-damaging.
Right. Oh, that's a great idea, or supplements, because those kinds of things are supposed to work in the short term.
Yes.
Wonderful suggestion. You know, I do declare, Bill, every time we connect, you have such wonderful ideas for people.
Oh, you're the master of ideas, Robert, so inspire me.
Oh, well, that's great to hear, Bill. It's wonderful to connect once again. And thank you so much for giving us these wonderful reports on your stem cell therapy. We're very excited about hearing the updating of what's really happening with you.
Yeah, I think it has a lot of possibilities.
It does sound like it. Thank you for connecting in, Bill.
Well,
many blessings,
you,
and have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Bye. And now let me check to see if we have any other callers, which we always want to, you know, call in and check to see what's up and what can we do in terms of discussing topics of interest to you. We don't have any people who've entered into the chat room for any topics you want to discuss, and no Q&A kind of things. So I guess this pretty much summarizes and concludes our preliminary summary of the results of our holiday survey. Of course, in our next particular gathering here in December, we'll have a full report of all of the responses that we've received from the survey. I must report to all of you that when I see somebody asking me to answer a survey, I usually don't. So I really understand why, when people see that I'm asking, please, could you give us your input, why people will not respond because that is oftentimes what I do. But thankfully, a number of you have responded. And I want to thank you so much for doing just that. And of course, in the end, at least we get a number of people who are willing to provide their input. And that gives us such wonderful insights and information as to what's really helping people. The other benefit to me is I do see occasionally an entry of a therapy that I have not investigated from a research point of view. So it allows me for the courses to be able to add the evidence on that therapy that we see from the research evidence, and also to indicate that this may be worth something, giving some serious consideration to. So in summary, for each and every one of you, this is the holiday season where we can be thankful for all of the gifts and blessings in our life, and also to look forward to the holiday season where we can get together with family and friends. Know that it's a good time for you to celebrate the wonderful revelation that, in fact, there are people out there in the universe that are finding ways to get sustained relief from their symptoms and to feel a whole lot better. And that finally, that is obviously an outcome that's possible for you if you have not already been able to celebrate it. The only frustrating part of this, of course, is that there is no magic formula. It really is a question of making a decision that you are going to find some options that are going to be successful for you to do the, to launch the exploration. And as Bill was just suggesting, do some experimentation on yourself to see what's going to help and what's not. And to know that if somebody else has a big report that, oh, this is the answer, this is something that you've got to try, it may in fact be true, but it also may be the case that in fact that might have helped that person, but it did not actually is something that would help you necessarily. And of course, the final kind of a summary statement that I would make is, I know as you search through the wide global universe of options out there in therapies, I just want to say from the research evidence that I've been able to accumulate over the last couple of decades, if you have any kind of an individual or organization or website that puts out an assertion that this is the one thing you have to do to get better, I would step back and say, can't be true. That my evidence, my research would suggest that's not the case. The only thing that you could put out that I think you could with some assurance say with confidence that it will help would be movement, would be exercise of one form or another. But what you'll find is there are other websites that have some kind of a formula or supplement or very specific therapy. And what they are asserting is, look, we'll guarantee you, you know, this is going to be the thing that will make the difference. Well, I would just say, look, maybe that is something that will help, and maybe it is something that has helped some people, but there is no therapy that helps everyone. So the question is, what are you called out to explore and to use your own intuition, your own best judgment, your own guidance as to what are the therapies that would be ones that will make the best and most difference to you? And finally, I just want to say to each and every one of you, remember, you are a member here of Parkinson's Recovery, and we do have all of the updates on the member websites that you can review every single weekday. We spend a lot of time updating all of that for each and every one of you. But we also want to make sure that you understand that I'm available to you. So if you have anything that comes up, anything you would like to check or discuss, then give me a call or email me. I am here to be able to provide the ongoing support to make sure that you can celebrate a successful journey down the road to recovery. And as you well know, that is what's happening here on the shores of the, you guessed it, Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all of the children are truly loved. Know that by the virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, that you have connected in to this support group gathering, and that you are exploring various natural options that offer the possibility of your being able to reverse whatever troubling symptoms you experience, that indeed you in your own way, in your own fashion, using your own decisions, are celebrating a successful journey down the road to recovery. Thank you so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. We look forward to connecting to you with you next week, if not earlier.